This is the, oh, this is the left one of the community.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and call the meeting to order at 10:00 a.m. Again, for the record, my name is Sandy Henley, Budget Manager. Good morning and thank you for participating in this March 12th, 2021 Citizens Tax Advisory Committee Public Meeting. It'll be conducted both in person and virtually with limited seating to the public, all the crowds we have in here. And the physical quorum is required and we've met that. We have 9 total members on this board and we've got 5 people here. We're good to go. Actually, I'm sorry, we have 7. I apologize, but we're very good. These in-person meetings are governed by applicable executive orders in effect, CDC guidelines, and the town's emergency executive orders. Meeting is being conducted to provide the public with as much access as is feasible during COVID-19 pandemic threats. The town encourages public participation in all of its public meetings, including those meetings that are held virtually. In addition to attending in person, the public has been provided virtual meeting access instructions, which were posted on the town's website along with the agenda. The public has 3 options: listen-only mode by phone, watch the meeting and participate during the public comment in the meeting using Zoom. There, in order to participate, they needed to let us know by 9 a.m. They can watch or listen to the meeting using Zoom and provide public comments prior to the meeting to email me. For the record, there have been no requests to speak submitted to me prior to the meeting, and I've received no written public comments. I will let you know, I did have one person who was wishing to be heard and they withdrew their request. So I think since the next thing we need is to swearing in the new appointees, I'm going to hand it over to Savannah Cobb, our Deputy Town Clerk.
Hello, I think there's 3 that needs to be sworn in, correct?
Mr. Garvin is not here.
Okay. Yes, if you guys could just stand where you are and raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida, that I'm duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state of Florida and under the charter of the town of Long Grove Key, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties as a member of the Citizens Tax Oversight Committee on which I am now about to enter. Thank you. If you guys could see me after this meeting, just to sign those. Thank you.
Okay. I'm wondering if we might want to have the committee appoint a chair. I don't think we have a vice chair for this committee since it only meets once a year. So whatever the committee would like to do, I'll go ahead with the public to be heard and just reaffirm that there was no one that had asked to speak. So we can get through that item.
Want a nomination?
Yes, please.
I'll nominate Christopher Carmen.
Okay. Okay. Nominated by Jack Brill and seconded by Paul Levine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The floor is yours.
Okay. Now, are these on over? Okay. I don't need to push the button anymore. Right? Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So we're here for the Citizens Tax Oversight Committee, and we've already done the swearing in. Okay. The approved minutes for April 14th, 2020. Everybody's had a chance to hopefully take a look over this, make sure that there's no errors or anything. If those of us that were here, and I quickly looked over this, it does look okay to me. So do I have a nomination to approve the minutes?
Nominate those.
Nominate to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll make a second.
I'll make a second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay? Okay. It is approved. So we go to the next item, which is the finance presentation discussion. So who is going to be doing that today? Is that you, Mrs. Smith? Sandy. Okay, wonderful. Sandy, you're back up.
Okay. Okay. Infrastructure surtax is what we're here for today. The infrastructure surtax is a 1 cent sales tax that is a discretionary tax that can be imposed by the counties by referendum of the voters. The expenditures have to comply with the Florida statute, and that's usually called local option county sales tax, and the rates vary in each county. The rate for Sarasota County is 1%. The Manatee County rate is actually 1%, but only 0.5 is for the infrastructure. The rest, the other 0.5 is for schools. And then the proceeds are distributed on based on population. Sarasota County, they established it in 1989, and that was phase one. We've since had phase two and phase three, and they're gearing up to start talking about phase four, and we'll get to that towards the end of the presentation. Manatee County, we're not here for that, but I'm just to make everybody aware that they have established the 0.5% by referendum, and that goes to 2031, I'm sorry, ordinance 1635. They do not have a requirement to have a citizens tax oversight committee. That is strictly in Sarasota, included in their ordinance. They provided an estimate for revenues for 15 years. We have had to make some adjustments to that estimate downward during the recession and then upward after things started coming back. You pretty much can read here what the different duties of the committee. You're to review the expenditures from the sales tax proceeds to make sure they're in accordance with the project list. And if we made any changes, that we have followed all the procedures. The one thing that is not something that is in under the purview of this committee is choosing the projects. So we're really clear on that, because that is sometimes confusing that the committee has any kind of oversight of what projects that we do. That is solely on the town commission. And then you'll report your findings to the town commission by April 1st. So our phase three, which we're in right now, started in 2009 and ends in 2024, which is just around the corner. We're right now estimated our total 15 years to be $9.56 million. We look to be on track for that. The revenue we received from this, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What percentage does Longboat Key get out of the total the county receives?
It is based on population and a very, very complicated formula, but I can get that for you.
We appreciate it.
And let you know what that is. It varies year to year because of the population and other factors. We put all the revenue goes into a special revenue fund, so it's not intermingled with any of the general fund monies. We have different functional areas that we determine when we first go for referendum for the actual infrastructure surtax. So when we get to phase four, we're going to be doing another list of functional areas that we'll give to Sarasota County to put on the referendum. But the prior one had these categories: comprehensive beach management, streets and drainage, parks and recreation improvements, canal dredging, public safety, and improvements to public facilities. So permitted uses, acquire lands for public recreation, land conservation, construct capital assets and infrastructure, and closure of government-owned solid waste landfills does not apply to us. The Attorney General also has allowed public safety vehicles that fit the capital threshold to also be included in what this can be spent for. Here's just an overview of what we have for phase three. The amount that we've expended or committed through the end of this fiscal year that we're in now, and how much we have remaining in each of the categories. Here are some of the fiscal 21 budgeted items that we're using the funds for. As you can see, a lot of public safety items. And parks and recreation improvements. A lot of the things at the tennis center. The tennis center is a self-contained fund for all of their operating expenditures that they cover with revenues, but the capital, we have used infrastructure surtax funds to fund some of the improvements needed. And then public facilities, where we have the HVAC upgrades that are needed on some of our older buildings. This just a basic breakdown of what's happened the last 5 years. The audited actual fiscal 1920, that audit is complete. We are working on producing the comprehensive annual financial report right now, which to come out later this month. And that's all Sue Smith, our finance director, been working hard on that. So the future, we're looking at phase four. This has been a very, I'm trying to think of the word. It's been a very good program for all of the infrastructure for all over Sarasota County and the cities that are in it. And there's been some major benefits to all of the participants. So they really would like to keep it going for another phase. So they're going to be asking voters to approve another referendum to extend it to 2039. We've started preparing our project list and get to submit to the county in March of 2022, and we're going to be updating the commission in April or May of 2021 on our list, so we can start discussions about what we want to potentially spend it on. So any committee members that might be interested in the projects themselves are encouraged to attend. I know one of our committee members is going to be attending for sure, as she will be a commissioner. So the October 2021 workshop will also have a discussion there to sort of finalize what we're going to be doing for the county. Does anyone have any other questions? And I will get Mr. Levine's questions.
Quick question. When does the town of Sarasota notify us what our percentage of the fund will be?
Yes, we already have. You're talking about the amount of money that we're going to get over the amount of time
we will be getting.
They estimate that, because there's no way to tell for sure, because it is based on sales taxes, but that we get that at the beginning of the 15-year period. So we already have that for phase three. For phase four, we don't have that yet. It's still early in the. We do? Okay. Sure. I'm going to let Sue Smith, I did not realize we had a dollar amount yet.
Hi, good morning. For the record, Sue Smith, Finance Director. Sarasota County put out some estimates, and we expect to get like $600,000 to $650,000 in the first year, and then it grows to about $800,000 a year by 2039. So it's a gradual increase with the inflation rate, but that's what they're predicting. And I don't know if those numbers might come down a little because of the results of COVID, because they do say that sales tax has been impacted by COVID. And so it could be discounted a little bit from there.
Thank you, Sue. I'm going to go ahead and get out of this presentation. And
Sue, question. I don't know if I'm this is part of it. What's in the canal fund these days? What's in the canal fund these days? May not be relevant, but
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because
no.
I'm dating myself. Mm-hmm. Back when Bruce was town manager,
mm-hmm.
wait, you know, there was like 750,000 stashed away. And then I see 200,000 and 700,000 and 17. I was just curious.
Yeah,
we transferred, we have a canal capital project fund.
I saw that.
And then we transferred every penny from the infrastructure fund into that fund,
yeah.
because they're doing all of their studies and they've done their, you know, biometric, you know, all those studies of the depth and everything else. So that's sitting over there. It's okay. Infrastructure money that's been allocated, but it's I want to say there's still about 700,000 in there.
Okay.
That has not been spent.
It was just a curiosity. Like, I just remember, like I said, I'm dating myself for how many years ago that was.
But I could verify what the fund balance is right now.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yes, I think you're remembering at one point in time, we were transferring $100,000 from the general fund.
That's right.
Every year
I remember
start that. Funding that, and that stopped when Bruce left. So
okay.
we stopped doing that. And also, then we hit a recession and all kinds of things.
Well, there's a, there's a selfish reason I'm asking anyway. So.
Okay. I am complete. I've completed this. I will get you address your question. I have to look at the handbook, the Florida handbook that's about that thick that actually gives the percentages for each year that we get of the.
So the
percentage varies every year?
Yes. It's based upon population. And I believe it might even some on collections as well, but I will grab that piece of the, there's a Florida Revenue Handbook that comes out every year by the Economic Development Research that has, it basically lists every type of revenue that a local government can get. It has all of the statistics. It has the amounts that we use to budget for the following year, gives the percentages for every municipality in the state of Florida. So it's quite a large book, but I will get you what that is, definitely. So, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So I don't see anything on the agenda, but is this the point mm-hmm. where we actually get to vote on this, or do we have to do the memo
well,
first?
Well, it'll
or?
Be, we've been on, we're actually on number six.
Right.
Which I'm going to pull up on the screen.
Okay.
Which I'm going to try to pull up on the screen. It's not letting me out.
There we go.
Oh.
Now we can see the memorandum.
That what we're seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I can make some edits to this to reflect that our chair changed. So I'll be doing that. But this is basically an overview of what we've looked at today. It's our audited results from the 2020 fiscal year.
Excuse me, is there a separate audit or is this part of the overall audit of the town of Longboat Key?
Part of the overall audit.
Thank you.
And that's an independent audit. We don't have it. It's not done internally. We have an independent auditor.
And who is our independent auditor?
Malden Jenkins. And they are chosen by the finance committee, investment advisory committee for the town. So they're.
Just a minor correction on this statement. He had nitpicking, but revenues over expenditures. It really should be labeled expenditures over revenues.
Okay, I can make that change. Sure. Yeah, yeah, we didn't gain anything this year. Okay, so the next is just shows the allocation. The allocation did not change this year. In this area of the report, if we were to, let's say, take some of the allocation from Parks and Recreation or Beach and move it to Public Safety or anything like that via resolution of the town, we would actually be talking about what was done and that there was a resolution to actually do that. Yes.
Yeah, I have a question about the streets and drainage. Since we do have streets with serious drainage problems, that's marked as a zero. Was money transferred from there to one of the other areas or used?
I believe it was.
Who has the authority to transfer money within this total?
Yeah, that's the town commission. Yes. Streets and drainage, I believe, I had to go through this history in preparation for IST4, but that we actually zeroed out streets and drainage back when the recession hit, because we had to cut several million dollars from the original budget that we had. So streets and drainage came out, and it never was restored. As a matter of fact, we made a lot of transfers into public safety to pay for vehicles, fire trucks and ambulance. That seems to be one of our problem areas of getting funding for those things, because, you know, fire trucks, $850,000, and the ambulances are, what, $350,000? So
moving forward, it's possible that streets and drainage will be restored.
Could be in phase four, yes. I would suspect, though, the beach has its own funding source right now, so I'm suspecting that beach balances in phase three what might be moved to public safety to help pay for those items to 2024, but that'll be a resolution that goes to the commission through the budget process.
Thank you.
Okay.
So down here we're just recapping what the 2020 original budget was for this. The 2021 budget as it stands now. Any changes to that would need to be made again by the town commission. They have the complete authority over this. And then we have basically the project list that we showed you in the slide. We just wanted to say this is how much the balance is for all of these. Just to let you know, the original was around 12.2 million was the original amount. We thought we were going to get over the 15 years. So that streets drainage number, there was a number there. And that's where it came from. I know we don't have that column of the original estimate, but that's really all it is an estimate, like Sue had mentioned before, about how much they think we're going to be getting, but we could have impact from COVID or any other things that could come up that would reduce it. And in that case, we can't overspend just because we think we're getting 12.5 million. We can't. We need to realistically look at what our revenues coming in are and the actual flow of the revenues. So conclusion, basically this memo says that you've reviewed the expenditures and that they're in accordance with the scope of the project budget, and that we are reporting these findings to the town commission that everything was handled properly. So I think then we need a motion.
Yeah.
Were there any comments in the audit report from the auditors about the use of the funds?
No.
I actually do have a comment for the record. I'm Christopher Carmen. You had said that the Sarasota County requires that the fees they use be approved by a authored by the Citizens Tax Oversight Committee, but the Manatee County funds don't. Do these fees include the Manatee County funds? Or
no,
they,
no,
not at all?
They're completely segregated. We mentioned Manatee County just so you're aware that we have those, but they are a completely separate infrastructure surtax. And another little caveat of that is that Manatee County will only allow us to use their surtax on Manatee County.
Right.
Sarasota has allowed us to use it townwide. So,
just like this,
of course, rolling stock, like your fire trucks and things like that, we could use, if we needed to, use it out of Manatee right. County. That's not included in any of these numbers that you're looking at.
So just out of curiosity, what type of things is it used for in the Manatee County?
Mostly public safety, mostly the patrol vehicles. Okay. That's what it's kind of been earmarked. And I believe there is some drainage. Actually, that's the other part, storm drain. That we are using some Manatee money for, because that's where most of the drainage issues are.
And I knew they were starting some work there. But,
yeah. Yeah, so there is some infrastructure.
But the Manatee money is not included in any of these documents.
No, it's not included anywhere.
Do you know how much we're getting from Manatee?
What did we get a year about?
How much?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot less than the city.
Maybe we need a little check.
All right.
Okay. Can I get a definition when we say we have reviewed the expenditures?
Well, what you would be reviewing, and you're looking at the 2020 fiscal year, these expenditures right here, what these are, and that actually lists each individual expenditure, that these all fall within the categories that are already adopted by the Town Commission. That we aren't funding, I don't know, salaries or anything from this money, or things that are not eligible for this money. So you're saying that these items that were expended are allocated in the infrastructure surtax that was adopted.
In line with that, how often does the Citizens Oversight Committee meet? And do we get a copy of what the Town Commission approves at the October-November meeting before we see it on this piece of paper?
No, you meet once a year. Mm-hmm. That's it. And as far as the projects go, you don't have any kind of influence on the projects themselves.
No,
whatever is in the adopted budget, which is what we're presenting here, what's in the adopted budget that the Town Commission adopted, as long as those are within the categories that are adopted for the infrastructure surtax, that is what you're saying. That's all you're doing is saying, yes, these are within those categories that they spent the money on.
I can understand that, but since we didn't see the original,
we're showing
question, how do we approve this final?
This is the original fiscal 20 budget. This is the budget that was adopted in the categories.
I guess I'm concerned with the term reviewed expenditures. There's a listing here of what they're saying, but did I really review? Did I do an audit or review the expenditures? I have a difficult time signing off on something that I really haven't reviewed expenditures per se.
But I think I would have thrown in there, we're just one little cog in this process, and the obviously the fiscal responsibility of the town. the town commission, obviously the finance department, who, you know.
The auditors.
On and on and on. So I think that, you know, like I said, we're one little cog, and I just personally don't have a fear that there is anything that hasn't been spent appropriately with the sales surtax money. So I just one opinion. And while I'm looking to go on record for this one, I'm reminded again, and I know it's relevant to this, but it's a little not, but it should be. When I hear what Manatee's usual restrictions and lack of money and how cooperative Sarasota County is, and obviously, by the way, I do live on the Sarasota side, that I think it shows one more reason why the town commission and the town manager should continue towards a single county island. So just want to on the record on. Thank you.
Now, would it be helpful for future meetings if we had copies of that section of the audited financials from the auditor to review rather than a memorandum?
We can do that.
I think that would, they're
actually not going to be as detailed as this because they're going to just have a line that says capital outlay. But then we would be happy to provide those pages.
Yeah, I'd be seeing their opinion that they have done the work.
Right.
Right now, you're telling me this has been done, but
If anybody has any language they'd like to propose to make changes, this is the time. Be happy to listen to any suggestions.
You could put in there subject to final review or final approval by the town commission and audit firm or something like that. You could do something like that. That would make you feel more comfortable.
Is there a carry forward provision if the town does not spend all the money before the end of 2024 that carries forward?
Yes, it can still be spent. There was, in fact, we were spending phase two up into phase three quite a bit that we still had left. Because any interest income from the funds is also also in that fund to be spent. So it's not just the original collection.
Right now it says there's a balance of around $400,000 in that account. Can the town actually spend more than that money? Or are they limited to the amount that's left in the account?
Do you want to answer that? Because
hi. So the ending fund balance at the end of September was $413,000. So when we have a project list, and sometimes we don't finish all those projects during the year, so we'll carry over the balances to the next fiscal year to continue those projects. So this $413,000, there might be a small portion of that that's uncommitted yet. But right now, that is the cash on hand, the physical cash on hand that we have in the bank for these projects. But like I said, some of that, this money is already committed in fiscal 21.
Or transferred.
It's already sitting in there, right. In the infrastructure surtax special revenue fund. So we made new projects in the fiscal 21 budget that's probably using all this money up.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course we collect money annually. So it's like a cycle. So we estimate how much we're going to collect during the year, and then we use that information for crafting the fiscal 22 budget, which is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think was your question more of if we were to run over our project list, would we be able to do that or not? And I,
that's basically my question. In other words, you have the 400,000, you have a project list for $1.5 million next year, which is 900,000 higher, but you anticipate from the county 900,000, you only get 600,000, you have a deficit then. Where does the money come out of the general funds, or does the project stop?
Normally, we don't budget for projects that create negative fund balances in any fund.
You're assuming you're going to get the money from the Sarasota.
Right.
But what happens if you don't?
Yeah, so that we don't budget for projects unless we have the money. Yeah, we want to make sure that we have the money before we spend it. So, I mean, there may be a situation where you have a large project and you want to borrow from the fund, but that would be an interfund kind of loan situation, because the general fund would have to basically loan the infrastructure fund the money for this project until the surtax comes in. We've never done that before, but because normally we want to budget with a something in the black. We don't want any red numbers in the budget.
I have a follow-up question to that. Let's say you did run into trouble and got $300,000 less or something. Would the town consider a bonding or a loan or something like that from outside?
We could. I mean, there's, you know, like when you bond for certain projects, you could pledge future non-ad valorem revenues, such as infrastructure surtax, for it. So that is a possibility. So if you wanted to bond money and then pay back that bond money with infrastructure surtax, that is a possibility.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Which we actually used to do with...
We're flipped it as the Citizens Tax Oversight Committee has reviewed. I'd like one, I think maybe one broad concern, but has not verified actual expenditures.
You know, I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
What we could do is we could email you or print out now even is the general ledger from fiscal 20. That shows the infrastructure fund account detail.
But I think that you're wanting something from the auditor. You're wanting something to see the actual audit report.
I think we just think that we have not verified the actual expenditure.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the imperative that we have to check the auditors.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you have reviewed what's been presented to you.
Okay.
In other words, and okay. Is any other comments from the committee on the language?
Could you repeat that language that you were presenting?
Sure. I should insert after the word
review,
but has not verified actual.
Okay. So we have a...
Make a motion to accept the new wording.
Okay.
A second.
Okay, any comment on the proposed addition of the language? Okay, seeing none, all in favor? Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes.
Okay.
So, I can ask a good question. It's a matter of timing. When you do the budget for the upcoming year, you're based upon your beginning balance, your actual balance, plus expected revenue receipts but during the next following fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
So just repeat my question. What if the revenue, anticipated revenue, falls short and therefore expenditures exceed the beginning balance of expenditures?
Well, generally we are not holding we're not budgeting the fund balance to be zero, where we have to have every bit of the revenues come in order to do the expenditures that we have budgeted. Plus, we are very conservatively budgeting the revenues, and the state basically does they have an revenue estimating conference that they put out numbers in around July or August to go into our budget for the next year. And we've not ever seen a major reduction to where we would have gone into the negative. So it just hasn't happened.
Okay.
But I suspect that if we were to have something major occur, that we would look at the projects that hadn't been completed and see if we needed to move them to another year.
We do monthly reporting, so we're always watching our projections every month. So, and if we see that we're falling short on revenue, we will most likely stop projects that are out there that haven't been done yet. So we'd be, you know, basically monitoring that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, just one comment that I want to also make, the fact on the very first page one, we wanted to also correct the reading to list expenditures over revenues, not revenues or expenditures. Mm-hmm. I want to correct that. If it's a friendly condition, is there any sort of amendment needed to add that on, or is that can we just change that since it's
doing?
Already mm-hmm. corrected. Good. Okay, wonderful. Isn't technology grand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that in the case, we now have the final presentation with the corrections of the expenditures over revenues on page one. And then on page three, have the conclusion to read as written. The Citizens Tax Oversight Committee has reviewed but has not verified the actual expenditures to ensure they are in accordance with the scope of the project budget. And we have no findings to report to you at this time. With that being the case, do I have a
motion to accept?
Okay. First and a second. Any commentary? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Okay.
Okay, who seconded that again for me, please? Because we'll need that for the minutes. You did? Okay, thank you, Mr. Flicking.
Mr. Chairman, you want to make a motion to adjourn?
Oh, you do have committee comments.
Oh, do you?
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Does anybody have any comments before I say something?
No.
No.
Okay. Are the three of you all brand new?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm actually the only one who's senior because I've been here for 3 years already. I mean, just want to say welcome and thank you for being on this committee. It's a very fun meeting, as Jack Burrell says. We get to do some big business, but have it be one day a week and one day a year and not monthly, which is nice. And yet we still help to serve a function for the town, which is wonderful. So thank you all for your service and thank you for being here. And we will go and I will now ask if there is a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Before you do that,
okay.
Is there any advantage to having two meetings a year? In other words, let's say right after the annual budget is approved, so you have an idea of what the projects and all are going to be, rather than just be faced with them on the day of this meeting.
There may be in the charter that you'd have to change. I'm looking at you, so you may have to change the charter by the town commission and the whole bit. It may be part of the language in the charter of the town that it meets annually.
We'll have to check. I think it is done. It is done somehow by, I don't know if it's resolution or ordinance or what it is, but we would have to check on that. Something we could do though is after the budget's adopted, we could have a note. Keep a note for us to go ahead and forward to you what the budget is for the infrastructure surtax so that you'll have time to absorb that. And then after the audit's completed in March, we would send you the audited results.
That would work.
So
I think that's a good
idea. If we could do something like that, we would be happy to do that. And we could even, if you'd like, send you the financial statements to date, at least the unaudited ones along with that. That would be no problem. Be sure to look for your town email, though, because we have to send it via town email, and a lot of times forget to look at those. I do have your email. Well, you can do it through town email, but I can,
documents will come through town email. But you could send a note that say, look at your town email.
I can do that. Yes. I can definitely do that. Okay.
Any other comment? No. Okay. All those in favor joining, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Let me get my...